Yes?
Mr. Friendly on 9-1.
Yes, sir. I wanted you to send a word to our new Secretary of the Treasury.
You couldn't have made me happier. He's really great.
Well, I think you ought to be a little mad around town. That fellow could be a policeman and a doorman up the House of Representatives and get to be president. I think an undersecretary ought to get to be secretary.
I'm glad to see you doing in-service promotion, Mr. President.
I've got about 70% of my people are career people. I put Nick Ketson back in. And I've got 44 ambassadors, and I've only got two political ones. One of them's a lady who's comes from an ambassadorial family, Mrs. White from New Jersey, and the other one was Mr. Guest from Virginia.
Well, give you high marks on the batting average, sir. Anyway, you couldn't have picked better than Joe. He's just great.
I was just looking here at his FBI, and even old Larry Fly, I didn't know Larry would really agree on many people, but he says that, he's the best man. He says on his integrity is supreme. Now, what do you reckon that means?
Well, I'd agree.
Here he is. He wants to say howdy to you.
Thanks, sir.
Al?
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
Well, Mr. Friendly.
You know, there's only one thing wrong with you, Joe. You're not a man of your word. You tell me you're going back and make an honest living.
I
unclenched your teeth from that well-known public fountain.
I had done all of those things, and I was as honest and sincere in my commitment to the unreserved pursuit of private life as any man you've ever seen. And this thing came as a surprise to me this morning.
I gather somebody grabbed hold of your lapel.
He has a slightly convincing way when he...
Well, I'm glad he convinced you, Joe. I think it's just great.
It didn't take any at all. I certainly was not looking for it, as you know. I was running the other way, but when he put it to me, I'm like that girl in Kansas City. I can't say no.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, and you sure have our good wishes.
And when I left a year ago, you were away. You were over in Turkey, I think, at that time. So I didn't get a chance to talk with you about the look back. And now here I am saying hello again.
Well, the only thing is that worries me about this, about the Treasury, is, you know what they say, always returns. And if our Treasury is full of nothing but bad pennies, we're in a bad way.
Don't utter that. Please don't even think it.
I'll change the editorial then.
Okay.
Fine, Joe.
Hold it just a second.
Yes, sir.
Al?
Yes, sir.
It's all right with you and God and my doctor. I think I'll go back down to the hills of Johnson City for the weekend.
I hope you understand what you've done to our travel budget here. Left Kilpatrick has to follow.
Why don't you keep them up here? I just wish you'd keep every damn one of them up here. They already want to know when I'm going to have a press conference down there. I'm going home to get some sunshine and rest, and they already in this afternoon raising hell wanting to know. I said, get every one of them a nipple, boys. Well, give them a bottle and let them just to behave themselves. They ought to go down to Texas to get news.
Well, don't betray me to my colleagues, but I sort of think you're entitled to a little rest down there, and I hope you get it, sir.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.